This goes to Rebecca Hertz, R-H-I-R-T-Z, and like November, P like practice, fax 810-275-0307, and Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N, fax 989, and we will fill the rest in, regarding Robert James, J-A-M-E-S, date of birth is 8-19 of 1945. Dear Rebecca and Dr. Berlin, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. James, who was seen in consultation on September 4th, 2025, for chronic kidney disease with underlying diabetes, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. His biggest complaint is a great deal of fatigue and dizziness at times with position changes. Several medications have been increased in dose or changed since he was seen in consultation in September, including the carvedilol was increased from 12.5 milligram twice a day to 25 milligram twice a day. Valsartan increased from 80 milligram daily to 160 milligram daily. He's on amlodipine 5 milligram twice a day. Flomax 0.4 milligram daily. He's on finasteride 5 milligram daily. Low-dose aspirin, Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day also. Also Synthroid, Zocor, Tramadol if needed for pain, low-dose aspirin, Protonix. Physical exam weight is 225 pounds, and that is an 8-pound increase over the last 6 months. Pulse is 47 and regular, and he reports that has been low for several weeks, less than 50 usually when checked. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 100 over 56. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, no rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 27th, 2026. Creatinine was 1.34. Estimated GFR was 54. Calcium is 9.3. Sodium, 142. Potassium, 3.9. Carbon dioxide, 33. Albumin, 3.7. Hemoglobin, 11.9. Normal white count. Platelets, 102,000, and he does have chronically low platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We have asked him to have labs checked every 3 months. 2, history of hypertension, but currently symptomatic with hypotension. We've asked him to contact Dr. Berlin as soon as possible to discuss the low pulse as well as the symptomatic hypotension in case medication adjustments are needed at this time. 3, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.